Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
One of the highlights from yesterday's doubleheader. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow, joined now by Tom Ackerman at the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, we finally got baseball back and going. What were your thoughts on yesterday's games?
A lot of thoughts. I think that in the doubleheader, we saw some good moments. We saw some shaky moments. We saw some decisions by Ollie Marmol that didn't go his way at times. But in the end, they did get a split, and they go for a series win today. In the first game, he decided to pull Kyle Gibson as he was approaching 100 pitches. It's kind of an area that he hasn't really gone. But it wasn't necessarily that. It was also the combination of the belief that Ryan Fernandez can get out of trouble. And so Gibson, who had been steaming along all game, they put Fernandez in against a 180 hitter, Rosario, and Rosario was able to tie the ball game 2-2. And then the Cardinals weren't able to punch in a run late. And eventually it's going to burn you, and a good team like the Braves will find a way. And they did on a sac fly by Ozzie Albies. In the second game, Sonny Gray struck out 10, but he started giving up the long ball, and the Cardinals stuck with him. Gray gave up 5 runs and a career-high 4 home runs, 2 by Marcelo Zuna in the second game, but the Cardinals were able to score enough early on a home run by Nolan Gorman, and then they scored a whole bunch late. They got 3 runs late and took a 9-5 lead, expanding a 6-5 lead to 9-5, and then they were able to hold off from there. But the Cardinals had a chance to take the lead in the top of the 10th in game one and fell short, and that one would haunt them if they don't win today. If they win today, I think that kind of wipes that away and they can win the series. But, you know, Pedro Pages is standing on third base. He's the pinch runner. They could have maybe gone with somebody else, but they went with Pies. That's not the biggest problem. Alec Burleson lined into a double play off Pierce Johnson in that 10th inning, and they weren't able to score. Gibson was still in the game in the 7th on a hitter-to-hitter basis, is what Ollie Marmol said, that if he let somebody get on, he was going to go and get him, and he did. And then it ended up not working out for him. But the Cardinals did get, as you hit play, a home run from Nolan Arenado. It wasn't a terrible day at all. I mean, they split the doubleheader with Atlanta, and they have a chance to win the series today at 12:35.
Now, in terms of the standings, the Cards are 5 games back of the Brewers with 64 games to play. But the Pirates have been hot lately, and they're actually nipping on the Cards' heels, 1 game back in the loss column. So how do you assess what you think the Cards are going to do? The trade deadline is a week and a half away.
I think the Cardinals are going to add a pitcher by July 30th. I don't know who that pitcher is going to be and what level of success they've had. I don't know that you can go get a co-ace for Sonny Gray, but I think you go get somebody who can fill this rotation and add another arm. So that could be as high as a 3, maybe a 4th or a 5th starter to add some depth. They've had struggles keeping Steven Matz on the mound. They've been trying Andre Pallante as one of the starters, and for the most part that's been successful, but his track record is not as a reliable starter. He's been very good right now and eventually could be a starting pitcher. But this is, for right now, your number one target, I think, is a starting pitcher. And then number two on the list, I'd say, would be a right-handed power bat. And then you got to hope that you can get some relievers going here and Riley O'Brien and some others who are trying to work their way back. And if that does happen, then the Cardinals could be in business. I think the biggest thing that needs to happen for them is they get their big-time players swinging. Nolan Arenado hits one yesterday. They got to figure out a way to get Paul Goldschmidt going, or Goldschmidt needs to figure out a way to be more productive offensively. And if that happens, I think the Cardinals would be very tough to stop. I really do. I think they could win the division if they had all their best players going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They've gotten this far without a great year out of Goldie and Arenado, and for that matter, a partial year out of Wilson Contreras, who's also a very good middle-of-the-order hitter. Contreras has been injured. Now that he is back healthy, I think that's a big factor. The Brewers are really good. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from them, but I don't know how they pulled it off. I mean, they've had so many injuries. They traded away some of their best pitchers. They're a very good team. I just wonder if they can keep this going all year and if the Cardinals might be able to take advantage of that. Last night, the Brewers led the Twins 1-0 for most of the game. The Twins were able to force extra innings. The Brewers scored a couple of runs in the top of the 10th, and the Twins answered and tied the game. And it was pretty wild. And then the Brewers were able to blast them away in the 11th inning, and they ended up winning the ball game. So that's what stretches it back to a 5-game lead. Otherwise, that would have been a very costly loss to the Brewers. They end up winning it 8-4 in 12 innings. They scored 5 runs in the top of the 12th after the teams exchanged 2 runs apiece in the 11th. I think the Pirates, as you mentioned, are very good. They've won 6 in a row. They're hot. They beat the Phillies yesterday. They have Paul Skeens going. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball, if not the best right now in his first year, and the Cardinals are going to play them tomorrow. And Skeens on Tuesday. So a huge series coming up for St. Louis.
Yeah, that guy's been really good so far. All right, let's switch to City SC. A draw in Kansas City. They're headed to the League's Cup games, so they get a little bit of a break from the regular season. Let me ask you just a simple question. Is this season lost for City?
Yeah, I mean, look, everything that you do from this point forward is to build for the future. And, you know, they have not been a playoff contender for weeks now. I mean, the when they weren't putting together wins and they were just stacking draws together, those were missed opportunities, and then they went on a losing streak. So they've not been a playoff contender forever, but it's not a lost season if you can build off of some of these players that are coming in. Marcel Hartl is eventually going to make an impact for them. Cedric Toigert is going to make an impact for them. They do have some talent, but not enough. And they also have dealt with some injuries, but you know, you don't make excuses at this level. You just do it. And the City's not been able to do that. But you know, they got the 1-1 draw yesterday. While they will tout that that's a good thing, and I agree, you know, they should have had three. I mean, they had a 1-0 lead and they lost it. So, you know, City is a great product. So nothing will ever be lost when you're packing people in the house and you have people talking about you. It's only year two of their existence. I think they were very exciting last year and had a lot of things go their way last year that got them the Western Conference regular season title. This year, all those things are coming back. That's sports for you. You know, things are starting to not turn their way. Injuries, opportunities don't convert to goals, things like that. It's been a frustrating year. They made the coaching change. It's hard for them to sit there and tell you every day that things are getting better, but that's exactly what's going on. They are going to start to collect talent, build their young talent for the future.
Yeah, the expectations were high after last season. Obviously, things haven't gone the way everyone was hoping. Let's talk about the Open Championship a little bit, the final major of the year. It has been wild watching this tournament. It's always fun to watch the courses over there because, you know, you've got sideways rain and wind, and fortunes change so quickly. I mean, this leaderboard right now is crazy. The number of players that are at 3-under, only one shot back. So who's your pick for today's final?
I would keep an eye on Jon Rahm. Rahm is playing extremely well right now. He's through five holes. He's made a run. He's only three shots back. He's one of the best players in the world. He just teed off on six. He's three shots off the lead, and he's still playing the front nine. Billy Horschel is going to tee off at about 8:25 this morning. Rahm is one of those guys who could chase him down. So could Scottie Scheffler. One of the most difficult things in all of sports is keeping a lead in a major, and especially on a day like this, although it doesn't look too bad right now. It's 60 degrees and cloudy at Royal Troon, but things can change in a blink, and Billy Horschel is going to tee off, and his job is to hold a one-shot lead. That's tough with all those guys chasing you down. I mean, just look at Justin Thomas. Thomas had a 68 in the first round. 68. He was leading the Open Championship. Then on day two, he shoots a 78. And he shot a 45 on the front. He's like, I can't believe I shot a 45. I'm a professional golfer. But I had a couple of holes that just went bad, and that's why I shot a 45. Then he came back, and he shot 33 on the back to fire a 78, which doesn't look good, but it gave him momentum. Then he shoots a 67 in the third round. So he comes into today feeling like, hey, if I shoot another 67 or if I have a really good day, I might be able to chase down the leaders. He waves to the crowd as they introduce him. I just watched this. What does he do on one? He hits it out of bounds, basically, like 40, 50 yards right of the fairway. I mean, you know, like the announcers on NBC said, this is the worst first tee shot we've seen all weekend. I mean, so that's what the golf course and the stakes can do to you.
It's hard to play in a wind tunnel, which is kind of what they play over there. All right, tell me what you got on sports on a Sunday morning.
We'll talk some golf. We'll talk some baseball, soccer, all the things we just discussed, actually. Sports on a Sunday morning, Ollie Marmol and crew will be with us as usual. And then at 11:35, we'll turn things over to the Cardinals Radio Network as the Cardinals take on the Braves this afternoon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
All right, buddy.
Sports on a Sunday morning coming up at 10 o'clock on The Voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.